留在，比如讲你的位置呢，你比如讲你的现在很简单，你的心想的这个手指头，它是在手指头，对不对？然后你心想手指头，那你以这个手指头来这个地方，你的心也是手指头嘛，对不对？你跟着我做，那在这个手指头，你知道呼吸吗？你心可以知道，
感觉到对
啊，那这个地方，它就是这个地方。那你的心有没有移动？没有移动嘛，对不对？它在这一个点没有移动嘛，对不对？但你呼吸有移动吗？有的，但我只是停留在这个点。那他的意思是这样，就是它变成你的心停留不动，它的目标也不动，然后心和那个目标一起，就是这个意思。
最后的气也忘掉，对不对？
最后一次不是气也忘掉，这个最后一次呢，就是什么意思？这个无花果啊？
先无花果。
没有无花果。
还是要水。
水就完了。水放一点那个柠檬做点的，到最后的时候，他心你这边呢，那他会怎么样呢？你的心呢，他的安般的重点是什么？安般的美妙就是，一开始呢，你的心是知道呼吸的，然后因为你的心没有贪嗔痴，然后你知道他的时候没有什么贪嗔痴呢，慢慢，那他的心所产生的设法。那它产生的会比较更殊胜的设法，然后这个殊胜的设法呢，让你的心很舒服。然后你舒服的时候呢，呼吸就变成更微细。那微细的时候呢，因为它微细，所以你要知道它的话呢，那自然它的心要需要有一点定力。然后你有定力过后，它又产生了更殊胜的这一个心生设法。然后它是一种更这样的循环，良性的循环，到最终呢，你看到呼吸的颜色，
呼吸什么？
颜色。你的定力要够深的时候，呼吸的颜色是什么？比如讲我们的心身，心身里面有八种样的法，地、水、火、风、颜色、香味和食宿。但有些人还没有看到颜色的时候呢，这个地水火本身呢，它会产生更许多代的那个色聚，所以他会看到一点光升起，一点光升起，这个是很许多代之后的那个色聚，所以这个也叫智慧之光，这个是还没有明，还不够明显的智慧之光。到最后，所以我们讲的就是这个，就是我们的工具了。那个智慧之光的升起呢，就是你把你的心不要动，跟我们早上那时候讲的，跟你们讲解的外在的科学呢，他们要心一直动，一直动，一直思考寻找问题，这个看见的问题呢，就是心不要动，不要动，不要动，不要动，不要动，它就变成一种良性的循环，那最终呢开发很强的智慧之光。那我们就是要这一个智慧之光探讨生命的真相。
Anyone
please help, Janice, help so that I can sip some my breath. Jack Lang. No problem, Janice. Can I?
Jesse.
Actually, he asked when he do Anapanasati, at which point? Is that a window? So I say, now when you do Anapanasati, you no need a window. Actually, all this window is just a concept. Right? What do you need? You need to understand where is the point that the mind rests. And also at where is the point that the breath becomes static point. So I give them some indicator. So for example, now you think of your fingertips, this place. Then your mind will automatically come to here, right? You can follow, you can follow my instruction. And then you move your finger toward this point. Not touching your skin, right? This somewhere. And then you're breathing. then at this point you can don't look at it. Yeah? You look at it, then it's a mistake. You buy naked eye. Yeah? Don't look at it. Yeah? Then by this, then you understand this is the breathing point. Right? At this point, the mind is static, the breath also static. Yeah? This is how you want. Then the second question is, do we look at the airflow or what? Or also you want to let go the anapana? So for anapana, so at first the beauty of anapana is when you look at this air, for start it is a dynamic object. But when you able to stay here for quite a period of time, then the mind and body become very calm. And also why of greed, hatred and delusion. And then from that onward, the mind will produce the materiality we call it kalapa, a more superior kalapa. And that time, you will make the breath become even more subtle. A subtle breath, and also because this the mind brown kalapa also spread your entire whole body. So it also make your body very comfortable, and you will even produce more subtle breath. So at that point you require concentration to notice the breath. Then with concentration, again it will become a more superior mind brown kalapa. At that time, eventually, after this many circles, eventually your mind, when your concentration becomes powerful enough, you can see the color of the breath, color of the kalapa. That is where the nibbita start to appear.
So the point is in space, or is
space.
It a spot on your
space? You must only at the space, then you can have this circle. Because when you are, you see, when your mind focus of five object, it will go, it will magnify slowly and slowly. But when you place your mind on the skin, it's become materiality. Yeah? It's become a gross object. Then this gross will become even, the mind will detect. What is this? Inside this surface. Then it no longer breath at that time. It become the four element. You know, because our body have four element. It consists of four element. You know? Mahabhuta. You know, it become Mahabhuta. So it magnify what? Earth element. You know? Then normally when the mind detect this, if you use force, normally it will look at the obvious, because that particular person would like to see things obviously. He would like to see, he would chase after gross object. From that, the earth element have six characteristics. Out of that, three is softness, lightness and smoothness. This is superior. Another one is, and also subtle. Another one is heaviness, grossness and roughness. This is inferior, but this is very very obvious. So at that time you will become somebody will feel numb, somebody will feel hot. Fire element of pushing, expansion, or support is subtle. So this become four element meditation.
请你用麦克风啊，听不太清楚。
听不清楚啊！哇， 这么讲得很大声呢。
好， 这个手拿久了很酸了。 要睡觉的时候什么都酸。 OK， 等一下啊， 你， you still have a question。 That's why just now I get given an indicator, Yi Yangzi. And this Yi Yangzi is very useful. Do you follow my instruction just now?
Yes, but...
And you stay your mind over here. After a period of time, you move away your finger. You still, you know, you register. Where, don't touch the skin. After a period of time, you register this point, you move away. Do you know the air flow? You still can tell the air flow. But at that point... That is supporting.
Yeah.
But you, what you know is awareness. What you want to develop is awareness. See, there's two things. Object and subject. The object is your, is something, is your tools. But what need to develop is the subject. It's not the object. You are not exercise the breath. You are practicing your mind. Exercise your mind. It's the mind. It's not the object. You need to, from all these two, you can use color, external object, white, as an object. You can use earth as an object. You can even use Buddha as an object. But eventually, what? There are one similarity is the mind that not moving. Yeah? That is most important. It's not the object. Yeah? So all have some common principle. You have to bring your mind to one spot and rest there. Yeah? Concentration, samadhi, if you interpret it in Pali, it is not concentrate. It's not English word concentration. Because concentration, people have the perception of zoom in. Am I correct?
Yes.
And focusing.
Yes.
That is the misconcept. Wrong concept. This is not correct. Samadhi means samaditi. Sama correct. Sama correctly. Place your mind. Now, how do you correctly? You have to be place your mind with blissfulness, confidence, right spot. You place your mind at one spot correctly, knowing your object, right object. And this object is called static object. Static object, it must be said static. So eventually, your mind, you see, that's a few wrong way people doing anapanasati. First, some people thought of, if I want to make my mind to not wander away, so I will do some laboring inside me. Breathing in, he will labor in, out. For first, if the mind is wander a lot, it will be helpful. But if the mind already stay, then you continue to in, out, and in, out, this become a hindrance because you hold to something gross. You are not let the mind come down. You every time you label something, the mind cannot go deeper and deeper. And the mind no longer steady. Right? Then you have to let go. Then only the mind will stay. Not doing, in action. Passive mode. Then eventually, it will sink into that object. Synchronize with the breath. Synchronize. Synchronize means one pointedness.
What about in this concept, what about if I imagine something, for example, a solid color?
Color.
Just one color.
Oh, again.
Single.
Nothing.
Now,
close your eye.
Else.
Close your eye. White color. Or blue color. Yellow color. Whatever color you like. You know, you close your eye. Which color you like? White color. Just put white color, may be easier for everybody. You close your eye. Imagine white color. Try. Experience, everybody. Close your eye. Imagine white color. How many of you able to get white? Raise your hand.
Partial white.
Partial white. How long it can last? Now, second question. So how long it can last?
It grows.
Yeah? It grows and then slowly?
Yeah.
Disappear.
Stay there.
Then you can use white. You can do white.
So by this way, I can focus on the color and
okay.
Ignore
yes.
The green. Okay,
yes. No. Then it, only one. No, you cannot have two white. Illegal.
I can focus on the color and ignore the breeze.
Yes, that's right. Then you can use white casino. But not many people are able to do that. Because why you can use white casino? It could be, do you practice white casino before?
白片.
你有试过白片吗?
I don't know that. I just...
You don't know that, but if you have the inner inclination, it could be in the past life. Immediate past life, you practice white casino.
Abhidhamma says, imagine solid color is better than imagine Buddha. Your Buddha's very complicated.
Yes. For breathing and white casino, why Buddha choose breathing? Because everybody breath when he first born, he automatically know how to do breathing. And this object, wherever you go, it just follow you. Easy to get. Yeah? That's why Buddha encouraged people to use. But for some people, like your case, you do white casino before. Maybe in your 1, 2, 3 past life. Every one of us in our past life have successfully developed jhana, for sure. In our past life, one of the past life, we are successfully developed our jhana before. We have. Then it depends on how many past life. If it is a recent past life, when you want to recall it, it's easier. But if 100,000 life, you want to recall it, it will a bit difficult. It's like you dig a gold. You bury a gold in your backyard. If you just buried it yesterday, it's easy for you to find it out. But if it's 100 days, it's still possible. But 10 years, it's maybe a bit tough. So similarly for this case. So for your case, you can use white casino. Just white. And then slowly, when you make your body disappear, make mean you relax until it disappears. Just what? You don't have to synchronize the breath. Just what? Then 1 hour, 2 hour, see possible, how long you can stay. That's good. Use what casino for your case. One, two, three.
When I'm awake, my body is stiff.
Oh.
But when I'm totally relaxed, I fall asleep.
body stiff, I think you need exercise. Because of your normally your work nature or what you didn't
like
do.
Just, it's her life, just kind of stiff. But when I'm totally relaxed, there are two problems when I'm totally relaxed. When I'm totally relaxed, one problem has become crooked. The other problem is that I will fall asleep.
Can you do the frog sitting just now?
Frog?
The Qinghua Zhuo, let me demonstrate. Do this. You make the cushion higher, maybe put two. We can put two. Okay. Yeah, here we go. More comfortable?
Yeah.
Sit like this.
So I can meditate at this?
Like,
yes,
of course.
Yes, you can.
You can meditation on the chair. Okay, meditate like that. Then after you feel okay, you sometimes remove one cushion. Just you, one cushion will do. Then slowly remove another one. Then it at the same time when you meditate, you also do stretching.
How?
This one is stretching. Now
oh,
one is
I
stretching.
See, I see.
Yeah? When, and eventually when this one becomes softer, you remove another cushion. So you stretch even more. Eventually you can sit normally. Yeah? This is for the leg. Yeah? And this posture is very good to support the back. You're very good to support the back. So your case, this one is good. But this is 治标不治本. You have this new to do exercise. Exercise is good.
When you say exercise, you mean something like walking or stretching?
No, they'll teach you at 4 or 5. Exercise. Okay. They'll teach you after the end. If you want to, this is optional. Not including in this package.
It's bonus.
Bonus, yeah, bonus. Okay, just now, second. Yeah. Color of the breath.
Can you talk a little bit about it? Is it one particular
color
or can be?
It could be any color. It could be, because it's mind produced. Kalapa. This mind produced is depend on the concept of mind. If you have certain inclination towards color, then that will be that color. And it change. But if the color keep on changing, that couldn't be your object. Is, they say it's like a disco color. That one is called parikama nimitta, preparatory signs. This one cannot use. This object cannot be used because it's a dynamic object. It has to be like this gentleman, permanent white. Then you can use. But this color static, they glue together with your breath, same point?
Big area,
but these two contact is this light, this color and your breath, is that contact together at the same place? You check if at the same place, and then when you pay attention to it, pay attention. Your mind pay attention. Don't use a word. Look at it. You also remind, pay attention. Don't look at it, pay attention. This is a mantra, very important keywords. Pay attention to this, pay attention. Do not look at it, pay attention. Because paying attention is, you sometimes pay attention. Normally people relate to mind. Look at it, automatically use it, like just now this lady. Like that. You automatically use the eye, naked eye. Then this, no matter how hard you are trying, not possible to develop jhana.
Pay attention.
If don't look at it, don't look at it, pay attention to it. Don't never use this word, look at it. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Pay attention. Eventually the mind do together. One pointedness. But if this sitting is all white, next sitting is a little bit maybe blue color, bluish color, it's okay. But it have to be entire sitting that same color. But it's
mostly
1 second, right, red, yellow, green, forget about it.
Mostly it should be white.
White, that's good, okay. White is good. At where?
What?
At where? Where's the color?
Where?
Where I pay attention. If I pay attention here, color will be here, right? If I pay attention here, color will be there. Color always follows the attention. Right?
Okay. But usually, which color appear?
Okay, that's next question. But even if I see the color right away, there's many wandering thoughts, really, many of them.
Many color?
Wandering thoughts.
Okay, yeah.
Eventually they slow
Mm-hmm. Which one weaker? The color weaker or the mind become weaker?
No,
the wandering thought?
No, the wandering thought become weaker as the time goes by. Uh-huh. You see, the longer I see it, you know, like, for example, if this retreat, maybe tomorrow it will be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes very long time. It's all this, like, many thoughts, even though I can see the color.
Yeah.
So is it like, you know, I find it's the best, like, don't even try to kind of push them away, just leave them alone, just, you know, let them be. They will disappear, right?
This is the... there are many methods. Some method is, Buddha say, it's fun and fast method. Some is, you know, you have fun, but it's very slow. Painful. Some is painful, but very fast. Some is painful and very slow. You have the opportunity, or you have the freedom to choose. Freedom of thoughts. Free will.
Is there a fun and fast one?
Yes. There's fun and fast one. That's why you need to relax. Make the mind enjoy this object. And then you must learn how to cut it off. Then this is in your daily activity. It's very important that you keep your mind on to. If you, for your case, when you walk, you like, you have any specific color that you like? Do you have any specific color that you like?
I don't know.
Yeah? Normally, what color it appear? Majority, most of the time. What color?
Most of the time, it's kind of dirty yellow. Yeah.
Dirty mind, become dirty yellow. You make it bright yellow. Bright yellow. Then, when it's bright, but of course, this color actually is not kidding. It's actually it reflects the mind. When the mind is lack of white of defilement, you will become bright. The defilement, the five hindrances that make it cannot shine. So in your daily activity, you can incline your words. If they say you can, whenever you pay attention, the color is with you. Then most of the time you pay attention to it. If you do something that not require you to think, like walking.
It's hard to see with the lights, with the eyes open.
It's hard. Can train. Possible.
It's possible, but it's not easy.
No problem. Yep. Of course, meditation is not easy. We are doing some possible and hard things. That's why they call you sin eventually. Mm-hmm.
Like, I find if I meditate, like here in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
you know, the air pollution kind of makes the light dirty too.
No.
Seriously, if I move away, like to the mountain, like after maybe 2-3 days, the light becomes white.
It's not the because of the
outside.
Not because of the outside, because of the Hadayawatu. Hadayawatu, if we call it. The place that the mind door arise. This depend on two things, blood and qi.
Okay.
You understand qi?
Yeah,
qi, these two things. When the qi, when you go to the mountain area, the qi is good.
Yeah.
Energy is good. Energy, the keyword is energy is good. Then eventually it become a supporting factors for you to produce better hadayawatu, the mind-based kalapa, materiality. That one will become a booster. Then, if the from yellow change to white, it's because of your concentration is not good. For a good meditator, they want what color? White, yellow, all the white, yellow, no weather. This is called five mastery. You can whatever you want. Yellow means yellow. You want red, no matter anything, you can switch the mind to become red.
Well, I know. If I try hard, maybe I can...
Don't try hard. Try to relax. Don't try hard. Try to... When you try hard, you will become painful and maybe fast. But eventually, you cannot further progress if you try hard. Try to relax.
Also, I find
each.
Each here, each there. And,
this is normal. This is because of your blockage.
Yeah,
so this is the trajectory of the qi. First, the qi want to move. That's why I say the first benefit of meditation you can get is the health when you are not moving. So the qi will penetrate those areas. For most people, they will penetrate from the external, then slowly go internal. So when they penetrate the external, at the skin, you have a lot of, we call it the bodily decayed kalapa. Body decayed kalapa. This is called the kaya pasada. This is one type of bodily sensor. Oh, it respond to earth element, fire element, and wind element. So it's type of sensor, and it is a lot at our skin area. So that is the time when the qi try to penetrate all these blockage or blockages. Then you start to feel itchy, and don't pay attention to it. You know, when you pay attention to it, your mind no longer. Yes. Yeah. So that's why you have to cut it off, ignore it, coming back.
Don't scratch it.
Don't scratch it. Just relax. The easiest way for you to do is take a right foot, do exercise. When you do exercise, all this blockage will clear by itself. So you don't have to use meditation. You use meditation to clear the blockage inner blockage, which is hard to clean. How to clear?
There's a time issue, right? So what should be like? Should I better go exercise or go meditate?
Both.
There's only so much time.
Now then you have to schedule your time. For example, when you wake up, immediately if you wake up, you meditate. Sometimes because of the mind still linger in the bhavana. So it may not be very good. At that time, you do some exercise to make the mind more alert. Then you meditate. You can deliver better result.
Actually, right after wake up, the meditation.
For certain people, maybe okay. But if your case, you wake up, you meditate, immediately meditate, it's okay, then okay. Then, for example, if you, after going back or in your actually some exercise you can just do it together with your meditation, both. For example, when you do qi gong,
still here, then you do it.
Every 1 hour you break from in your work. If you are your own boss, it's okay. You just say, okay, every 1 hour, you time your time, clock, 5 minutes, break away, and then you can stand up.
You can stand up. This. Study and your mind. Two at one time. One bird, one stone, two birds.
But if you are not your own boss, try not to do this. Do it at home. Don't take my photo.
Okay, next question. You mentioned the qi starts moving because I feel there's a goosebumps on the skin.
Oh, this is not the qi. This is we call it PT. PT. Some of the PT, when you relax, the body, because of the mind produce good kalapa. The mind produce kalapa, when it's superior, it hit again, it knock again this bodily kalapa. So the bodily kalapa feel, oh, good.
Yeah,
happy feeling, and then this is the sign. PT, they call it PT.
Yeah.
How many more?
What?
How many more questions do you have?
How many more? Maybe two more.
Two more, okay.
Okay.
All right. If not, then you, if you have hundreds, then probably you take turns. You have to be fair.
Oh,
I get two. Okay. Okay.
The previous Bhante said like the next step would be like once the concentration improves to see through the light.
See through the light.
Right. The light becomes more transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eventually becomes, it should be translucent and bright.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you know, when my concentration improves, light actually doesn't become transparent. It becomes reflective. It's like, it becomes like a mirror. If I come to it, you know, it kind of throws me back.
Oh. Do not force your mind towards this light.
Okay.
You know, you just sing the mind. Do not push the mind towards it. You just forget everything and then let the mind sing. This is another key word of samadhi. Sinking. The mind is like you throw a stone on the river. Eventually, the rocks will flow down, and when it at the sea, the riverbed, you know, it will stay put, not moving, sinking.
Okay.
This is how the mind do, but not by forcing, by sinking. You know? So you, when you look at this, like eventually you just let the mind slowly ignore all this. When you don't have this bodily feeling. At one point with this, relax, eventually it will sink. Not by this.
Okay, last question. If I'm tired, okay, let's say if I go meditate like late at night, or if I'm tired, I have a tendency to fall asleep.
Then go to sleep.
Yeah, if like, oh. That's basically what I do. I mean, well, I can, it doesn't bother me. I can sleep, you know, sitting up too, you know.
It's good that you is very tired, then you go to sleep, you
yeah.
go to rest.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm very tired, then
rest.
I try to.
But if not so tired, you want to try, it's good.
Yeah.
If not so tired, you want to try, but it's so tired, you sit there. Now, you can able to sit for maybe 1 hour, 2 hours. You have the quantity, but you don't have the quality.
It doesn't bother me. If I'm just too tired, I'll just fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep sitting up.
No good for the health.
I wake up, I feel refreshed, but it's not meditation.
Yes, no good. Yeah, it's not good for your spine. Yeah? Not good for your spine. Eventually, you will hunch back. Yeah? No good. Yeah? Yeah. Don't do that. Okay?
My question is, during my practice, my mind always go away, and then I try to get it back, and then constantly doing this, and then after a while, I feel I have a two mind. One is focused on this area, and one trying to catch those wandering mind. So, is that normal, or how should I
be present? No, don't anticipate too much of this. You will go away. The alertness is good. No, we just be present. And currently the mind is here, then you'll be only here. If you always want to see, oh, my mind is going to move away. It's going away. When is next? When is next? So it have the, because the mind is very fast. Your software, the coding, you know, maybe you have breath, look at breath. One, checking. Breath, checking. Breath, checking. So all this checking is a throwaway. Just one. Yes, I know you have two, but you throw away just one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the checking.
Don't do the checking. You mean not to
don't check. Oh, I want to like. Oh, is my mind start to go away? Don't do it. Only when it go away, you try to try not to use this word. Catch it back. Yeah? Try to be, use this word, continue. Continue, you catch it back is reset. You reset the mind from the original point. But whereas continue is, you already there. Right? You just maybe a slightly detour, do the wrong way and then you go back, come back. It's okay. Hmm? So you continue. Hmm? Catch back is required some virya,
effort.
Then that time, your mind also, when this, you disturb your stability of the mind, you have to relax again. But if you catch with too much force, you will not stay here. You go that way. You go that way. You catch this, you go that way. But you let it stay, you know, cut it in. You know, cut inside the path. Then you will feel just normal. Oh, it's just normal person. Just ignore, continue. This can go longer.
Okay. One more question.
Okay.
So when I sit, if I sit so long, too long, so I feel pain from my legs, and in that case, should I just change a posture or I can?
If you cannot ignore, if you cannot ignore the pain, you can switch your position. Then it's, you can want to, if that say after you switch your position, you still feel pain, then if you want to stand up, it's okay. But the best is you stand up first, then later you sit down. Hmm? Because, you know, you form, unless you are very, you can stand with very stable. Hmm? Now, if not, then I would not recommend for beginner to do that. Because when you do standing, you need to pay some attention required to balance your body. Whereas sitting posture by itself, the center of gravity is lower. It's very very stable posture. So you don't have to use extra attention to balance the body. So by sitting very stable, then you change to something not stable. So it disturbs your quality of sitting. You should be from... The quality of sitting is not so good, but you gradually improve it. Bring it higher, better.
Hmm? 但是有时候坐一坐起来的时候，那脚几乎是整个都麻的，甚至于好像说那个脚趾头还是什么都已经numb了。那我在想说，那个会不会说做到说脚都废掉了？啊，不可能。没有。我就很怕说坐太久。我以前也有，我以前训练双盘的时候，我讲哇，这样再下去我的脚是不是会废掉？嗯。 但后来有人跟我讲，您多久？我讲半个小时，开玩笑，我三个小时，<笑>没有，然后三个小时又有四个小时，十个小时人都可以，嗯，没有这个事，不用怕，嗯，那numb掉是它的气不到，它血还是到了，嗯，没事，这个是好事的，嗯，那慢慢久了，如果你可以不要去管它，但。 但这一个要很强超强的意志力，嗯，过后一股清流就会流过了，嗯，就像我们的鼻子耳朵，你去冷的地方呢，一开始呢它是收缩，对不对？它不要给我们的血液流去那个地方，但如果太冷了，它怕痛的时候呢，你就看见耳朵红鼻子红，嗯，它要保护，这个是命根九法器，命根九法器不要怕。 只要你还活着，它就会保护你，除非是一种业把它卡住。命根九法器就是我们健康之道，佛家的健康之道，我们要保的就是保这个命根九法器。这个课程不在这一边，这一次不在教。阿毗达摩有没有讲这个是实用阿毗达摩？阿毗达摩，这是 another subject。 This is the clue for 我们的佛家。
那刚刚您讲那个光哦，我做的时候从来没有看见过光。
嗯嗯。
但是
有时候好像会觉得好像很黑很黑的那个，好像有一种好像这样子，
嗯、
好像你想要这样进入这样子、
嗯嗯，
很黑，非常大、
嗯、
，very dark，、
嗯、
就是 feels like you want to go in and see what's on the other side、
嗯。嗯
，is that something I should just go for it? No,
go for it. 不要啦，黑片呢、啊，很少人会 successfully 黑片的、啊。嗯，没有，这个是哎，这个黑的东西呢，它你成就过后你很难用。嗯，你要你别别讲啊，你做难的，然后再做这个简单的，它就容易。那比如讲，你要开发光，开发光是难的，你开发暗的东西过后 ，dark force。嗯，那你要回去光的话，有点难度了。嗯，它可能有一点定力。嗯，因为我们还有一种也叫刻片。嗯，那一般我们这个刻片是不能用的。为什么？不管什么东西，什么颜色的东西，你放黑色，就最终只有一个颜色，就是黑。那佛陀鼓励人家用百片，为什么？百片是非常好取向的一个禅修 object。嗯。就是一个摆布，你印什么它就变什么，嗯，所以摆片是佛陀啊，是赞叹，嗯，是称赞的一个业处，嗯，禅修业处，嗯，
可是也不是说完全就是都是黑的，还有流星那种样子，那个是
跟你讲不要就不要了，啊，没有来的流星要去表现啊，以后那个流星就可以了啊，还有的，但你就不要用黑了。嗯，不要用黑，用白啊，用别的，但这光没有出现，是因为，我们的内心里面还有一些五盖，这个五盖，你看呢，很多人打坐的时候呢，他只要把我的定力加强，但他忽略了另一个，把我的五盖减少。你把你的五盖减，你不要打坐，你把你的五盖减少，你都会进步。嗯，那人就是懒惰做这一个，嗯，我做了这个五盖，嗯，人生就没有兴趣了。嗯，
什么是五盖？
五盖你不懂啊？第一个，就是五官的贪欲，贪欲盖，第二种嗔心的盖，第三呢是睡眠与昏沉，懒惰的心。第四者呢，就是疑心和吊举，懊悔和吊举。懊悔这个是哎呀我做了错事，或者是懊悔哎呀应该做这个为什么没有做，这个是懊悔。吊举呢是跑来跑去，他的心不安分守己。第五是怀疑的心。这五种东西呢，佛陀讲的是像五种样的颜色放在这个水里面，那让那个水呢不能用。第二个他是讲的风一直在吹，有涟漪的水也不能用，滚的水也不能用，污浊的水也不能用，很多水草在那边的水也不能用，这个五盖，就好像这样。
师父，你说那个就是静下来以后只会是颜色吗？
进过来可能不是颜色，可能是可以有光的，也可能是
形象呢。
啊，那你一开始静下来的时候只有呼吸也可以了，有那个呼吸的概念，知道有呼吸，它没有光没有颜色也没关系。
就是好像呼吸没有了。
哦，呼吸没有了，
身体没有了，
停在那边等，
就变成通通是就是想
空间
像或者是什么
佛的像。
对，
你看到佛的像，你停止的时候是什么出现？
就是那
佛像，
那个，有一个地方有很多那个总统的那个头，
哦，
很大吗？
哦，
那些头都是佛的。
不，这个不要先，暂时不要。如果每次都是这样吗？
对，
每次都这样啊，那你可以做
坐椅还是？
那你可以做佛随念，你跟他倒反的，你可以做佛随念。佛随念，布达努萨帝。你现在想起这个像可以出现吗？马上关眼睛想这个像，可以多久？
就是
你闭上眼睛。
不一定，那个像我很小，那个看到他的鼻孔
哦，只是看到一个人讲很大，也没关系。那你起了这个相过后，你就是心里面想，这个相里面的时候，你就是取佛陀的，这个九种美德的其中一样。佛陀的九个美德，比如讲阿罗汉，那你要明白什么是阿罗汉，就是内心没有害怕啊，你这样每个你就明白，记一遍过后，你看那一个你就喜欢，那你就心倾向于，比如讲这个阿罗汉。那你看到这个佛像的时候呢，你把这个佛像呢扣上这个阿罗汉，就是不会害怕的。那你的心也倾向啊，倾向这个数字不会害怕阿罗汉，或者是没有贪嗔痴也可以，或者是光明也可以，到后来只有这个像也不要了，这是。如果你要开发定力的话呢，后来的时候就是拿这个佛陀的数字
数值
这个新的 quality， 新的 quality。 English which one?
Yes,
last question. You see after the breathing for a certain period, when the breath becomes subtle, when she cannot detect it, it becomes the image of Buddha.
Okay.
And so if this is the case, if she can every time reflect this Buddha image, then she can try Buddha Nusati, another type of meditation, Buddha Nusati.
The meditation is not focus or concentrate, but I miss what you say, what it should be instead, if it's not focusing and concentrating.
It is you correctly placing your mind comfortably on one wholesome object, one wholesome static object.
So it could be that space.
It could be the breath at that space.The breath that go through this space. Space, it could be an actual space. Rome is a space, three dimension. Actually, that three dimension also can become a subject of meditation.
So am I focusing on the breath or am I focusing on the space?
No, breath. For anapanasati, it have to be breath. It have to be breath. The breath in and out, but is the contact point.
Which is that space?
Which is the door. The door means the point that you feel that this is where the breath coming in or going out. It's the door. You just make it another concept. It's the door that everybody go in and out. Everybody go in and out. This is your breath.And you are the doorman, you got the door. You don't, at the door, you, when you check the people, that it go in and pass through, at the door point, you check. You don't follow these people going in and going out. Only at the door. So your object is at the door. So only it become static dynamic. It's a dynamic object, but on, you know the stereoscope? When it's very, very fast, when you put the light at one point, it becomes like not moving, that point, static.
So it's a space between?
It is the mind that stay put at one area.The mind itself, it can, you like just gentlemen, you can place your mind anywhere. Mind could be your attention. When you pay attention to where? You pay attention to the breath that you feel obvious. You pay your attention there. Very simple. And then you enjoy it. You enjoy the breathing. This is very simple. Enjoy the breathing, relax. Experience the breath, enjoy the breath. Then eventually the breath, the mind will stay put. Not by forcing. Not by forcing. Forcing. Don't move, don't move. Grab the mind. This is wrong way. Or focus in, focus in, focus in, zoom in, zoom in. This is also wrong interpretation of samadhi. You just touch your mind, you know. Yeah, you just place your mind, not grab the mind. Place the mind. Eventually, the mind will stay. 听静, 你知道太极听静吗? 听静, 太极有一个功夫叫听静, listening to the force. They put the bird on their palm, then they're listening to the force. Though the eye is not contact, but this listening is not through in ear. This is give just a metaphor. It's by the mind, listening to the force, sense the force. When the birds try to want to fly away, you will use the leg to step on his palm and then try to leverage on this to fly. Every time birds want to do this, he fa jing, you make it. Divert the energy. Divert the energy. Make it disappear. So the bird don't have the solid ground for it to do this action. Eventually, it will be there. So this is the way. Not grab the leg of the bird. So similarly, our mind is just you aware, 听静, 听这个呼吸, listening to this, not this, not this. That at the same time you enjoy it. You're about to go away, you know, you see it. Divert this. Right? Balancing. This is called balancing. Tomorrow we talk about go into the technique, more detailed technique of Anapanasati. How to do that? Okay, that's it. Then we'll do this whole day you do dana, some of you keep sila and listening to the Dharma. And also you do a lot of meditation, so you have full of positive energy. When you have a lot of positive energy, you can, it's like a candle that you light up. So when you, how do you magnify or how you multiply this? It's by sharing. When you have this kindle up candles, when you pass a candle to more people, then the collective energy will become greater. And also, this is also another meritorious deed that a lot of other beings cannot do. So like some of the unseen beings, they want this energy. They cannot do it by their own selves. So out of compassion to them, so we also share this energy to them, so that they can connect it. When we share this, they rejoice. So they also connected. But if there is nobody to connect with us, the person that who do the sharing will multiply it again. So this is how the mind works. This Buddha used many ways for us to accumulate good energy. We require in this samsara, we require a lot of good energy. It's like in space, NASA, they have the rocket. They know this is the right direction to the moons. But when you want to fly over to the moons, not just the direction, you need flu. Without the flu, You cannot at the halfway maybe the rocket without the power. Yeah? So you need this together with your correct direction. If wrong direction, you will end up landing in the sun. Yeah? So clear vision is very important. So we don't, you see, Buddha said, you use all your flow toward one object. Don't go zigzag. Yeah? Don't sway. Yeah? Clear objective, clear vision is very important. This is what the aspiration is always go to the Nibbana. So with that, then we share with all the those. It could be our protected guardians, Deva. It could be some unseen beings, but with that common goal. So we connected all these people with common goals. Then along the path, we have a lot of kayanamita. You know what's kayanamita? Admire friendship, good friendship, along the way. 贵人, 很多贵人相处, 所以我们跟这个, 众生界善言, that is the purpose of doing sharing merits. Okay, I just now already repeat the meaning. So right now I just recite in Pali to save the time because I think most of you is eager to going back to avoid traffic, not before other traffic. Okay, so just recite Pali. You follow, repeat after me. Okay. Itawata
Jamhehi. Itawata
Jamhehi. Sambadang punya
sambadang.
Sabi Dewa,
Sabi Dewa,
Sabi Buddha,
Sabi Buddha,
Sabi Sata,
Sabi Sata,
Anumudantu,
Anumudantu,
Sabha Sambadhi Siddhiya,
Sabha Sambadhi Siddhiya,
Idang Menyati Nang Hotu,
Idang Menyati Nang Hotu,
Sugita Hontu Nyatayo,
Sugita Hontu Nyatayo,
Idang Menyati Nang Hotu,
Idang
Sukita hontu nyatayo.
Sukita hontu nyatayo.
Idang me nyati nang hotu.
Idang me nyati nang hontu.
Sukita hontu nyatayo.
Sukita hontu nyatayo.
Imina punya kamena.
Imina punya kamena.
Mabe bala samagamo.
Mabe bala samagamo.
Satang samagamo hotu. Yawani bana patiya.
Yawani bana patiya.
Idang me nyatina. Idang me punyang.
Idang me punyang.
Asawakaya.
Asawakaya.
Wahang hotu.
Wahang hotu.
Idang me silang.
Idang me silang.
Nibbana sa.
Nibbana sa.
Pacayo hotu.
Pacayo hotu.
Mama punya bagang.
Mama punya bagang.
Sabba satanam,
Sabba satanam,
Pajimi,
Pajimi,
Te sabbe,
Me
samang,
Punya bagang,
Labantu, Sadhu, 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 Sadhu,